Hello and welcome to Spoken Joys. I'm producer Mo.
I'm Jay.
I'm Jimmy.
What are we talking about today?
Today is a very special day.
It's Monday.
It is Monday. Wow. I think this is the first time we recorded on a Monday.
I think it is, actually. Normally we're like a Friday, Saturday kind of group.
Because it's more socially acceptable to get drunk on a Saturday or Friday.
It is, but here we are on Monday. Skunky beer. So we have lots to talk about.
We do. We have our big thing, which it hit me today that we haven't done this yet, and we need to. Conventions.
Yeah.
So this is really more of, for somebody who hasn't been to conventions.
Me.
Yeah, you. This is like the brochure packet that you get to ensure that you go to the conventions.
Yeah, so we'd be talking about why would you want to go to a convention? What's so good about conventions sort of thing?
What happens there?
What happens there?
What
stays
you can
there.
Expect? Oh, yeah. No. Sometimes the stink follows you home.
Oh, God.
But no, it's just what you're going to see, what you're going to experience, how it's going to go for you, and what they have there.
Okay.
So, it's kind of an all-encompassing thing.
But we shouldn't go into that first.
We're not. What else we got?
Well, we got the thing that we just did.
We do got the thing that we just did.
So, we've been talking about it for weeks and weeks and months and stuff now.
Yes.
That we were going to do the Gate River Run together, all three of us.
Yeah.
And it has been done.
We did it.
We did it.
Yeah.
We finished.
That's the most important part. We finished.
Yeah. That Hart's Bridge, that was a killer.
That wasn't the killer for me. The killer was like that stretch of Atlantic Boulevard between that neighborhood that we went through and the Hart Bridge.
Okay, yeah, right in front of the chicken.
There were like people passing out. There was like a girl laying on the street.
In the median, right?
In the median, yeah. She just fell out.
But it was really hot. Done. Like that was the stretch
really
where
hot,
the
yeah.
sun was just
sun
hit
was
you.
Like right on you, yeah. And the breeze didn't really pick up until you got
up on the Hart Bridge.
Yeah, up on the Hart Bridge, where it was delightful.
It was amazing.
Yeah. The music
was nice
not
view.
Delightful, but, you know.
I didn't mind the music so much.
On the bridge?
It gave me something to, like,
move okay.
my feet to.
Oh, I'll go with that.
It was Kelly Clarkson.
This is my heartbeat song.
Yeah, it
I'm
was Kelly Clarkson.
Do the thing that you want me to do.
Stop.
I'm the thing. And I don't know how it actually goes.
Okay.
He's seen her live, though.
I've seen
yes,
it. Yeah,
yes, he has.
I've
yeah.
seen her live.
We're not going to talk about
it. I'm proud of it. Yeah. But we did that, and, you know, we all got race medals.
Yep.
And you've been wearing your Fitbit for a while now, and you got something.
I got my Serengeti badge.
Yeah.
Which is 500 miles.
Is
that's
that how,
impressive.
How?
That's I have walked 500 miles.
Well, do you get, like, a Proclaimers badge if you walk another
500 more?
Yeah.
I sure hope so. That would be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I have walked 500 miles.
And I have walked 500 more.
Just to be
the
man
who
walks
1,000
miles
and fall down on your door.
We're going to listen back to this and wish we hadn't
retarded.
Done
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, we've done this now. It was a 15K.
Yeah, so 9.3 miles for those who don't know conversion.
3 miles, and it was all throughout downtown and San Marco, mm-hmm. and then parts of Arlington, and then back into downtown.
So we, I guess yeah.
I mean, we ran by
Bistro Chicken.
Yeah, we did.
That's
hard
as Arlington,
as
yeah.
you can get. Yeah, and. I didn't think that I could do it.
I thought you could.
I've never done it before.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like show up, day of, do the thing, and go home. Miserable.
Yeah, it was pretty bad those last couple of miles. And I learned a very valuable lesson. And I know I made fun of you early in the day for this. So, JB shows up at, what was it, like 7:30?
Yeah.
7:30, 7:45. And they're talking about, do you need any tape? I'm like, no, I don't need tape. I'm fine. I got my compression socks. And JB goes, no, do you need tape, you know, for your nips?
He's like, why are you pointing at your chest?
Yeah. So he pulls up a shirt. He's got one piece of tape across both nips. And I'm going, why the hell would you need that?
Yeah. Well, when we did our 5 mile run out in wherever it was.
Yeah.
On the trail. The one thing that I did notice was when it was all said and done, my muscles were kind of tender, whatever, that wasn't a thing, but, like, my pecs, like, the side of it...
Right, your man boob muscles?
By my armpit, mm-hmm. was sore as shit from the jiggles.
You yes. need a bra?
I needed a bra, and that was why I did the strip across my chest, but I made sure to cover my nipples so I didn't have to worry about them bleeding.
Yeah, well, it's a thing. It never happened to me, because I've done 2 9-mile runs on my own,
mm-hmm.
and 6 miles and 7 miles and all this other shit, and I have never once had my nipples chafe even a little.
Yeah,
but they were bleeding.
Oh yeah,
my shirt is stained.
Oh, yeah,
it's not coming
shirt.
Out. Yeah, no, that's okay. It's
really
like
proud.
Like your Red Wings.
Yeah, they're my Red Wings. Yeah, I wear them proud. No, like on my bass, like the first time that I played a really long show, my fingers like split open and I was bleeding all over my bass, and I've never wiped that off. So
yeah.
I mean, it's like a battle wound.
Yeah,
so to speak.
It's your badge of honor.
It's my badge of honor. I had bloody nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, from now on, I will never make fun of anybody who says anything about chafing, and I'll probably just go, yeah, I should probably do that.
Now you know.
Now I know.
For November, now you know.
Yeah, for November when we do our half marathon on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, but you're going to do it, and you're going to love it.
Yeah, well, who's going to cook the turkey?
Don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's early in the morning. I mean, it's like 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope that we get as much support as we got through the Gate River Run, because that was the part that, like, kept me going.
The people with the signs, that was the best.
It was amazing.
Okay, I really appreciated the support along the run. What I appreciated even more than that, though, was Facebook the next day, or later that day.
Yeah.
I have never had a busier feed.
Yeah, me neither.
Holy crap. I received, like, 350 notices about, you know, random pictures that were posted and people being supportive. And
one picture in particular.
One picture that was amazing.
Yeah.
Which I got the next morning.
Yeah.
Because you stayed up late and you were having it back and forth with Josh.
Yeah.
And
So yeah, my dad took a really good picture of us, actually.
Really good picture of you.
Well, yeah. I was smiling real nice and JB was right behind me. And I think you were going for like a high five with my kid, right? Or trying to get someone to throw something in your mouth.
Talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Or,
well, it looked like you were screaming and running is what it looked like.
Looking over my shoulder and my mouth was open.
So Josh very nicely superimposed some zombies into the picture.
And they're right up on me.
Yeah, they're right up on you. So it looked like you were running from the zombies. It was
amazing
picture. It was really good, yeah. So thank you, Josh, for doing that all the way from Oregon.
And it's our new background picture.
It is our new background picture. Our cover photo.
Cover photo, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's amazing. It might be my new profile picture.
It's definitely on my desktop at work now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, although I worked from the house today, so nobody saw it but me.
I think it might be the cover for our episode this time.
That's probably a good idea, because it turned out really, really good.
It did.
Yeah.
It looked like there were zombies behind me. He's a Photoshop master.
He is. And it's just too bad that Mo wasn't there yet.
Mm. Yet.
She was right behind.
Yeah. Apparently I was a minute and some behind.
Well, somebody had to stop and go to the restroom.
For 20 minutes. Not that I lasted 20 minutes in the bathroom. But the line was...
Dig yourself out now.
The line was horrible because I was...
No, yeah, all of them were bad. And I had to pee, like, before we even hit the Main Street Bridge. I had to pee. And that's, mm-hmm. like, within the first mile. And I just held it. Because every bank of porta-potties we passed, I was like, that line's too long. I can't stop.
I told you to suck it up.
Yeah, you did.
That's where they hit me, right on the main bridge. And I was like, okay, I'm going to run another mile. Because I got to the third mile, and that's when I decided to stop. But God, there were so many people, and they were taking so freaking long. Like, hello, there's a race going on here.
Well, that's because those people didn't plan ahead and poop before they left the house, is what that was.
They left the house with the
round in the table. I got up at 4:30 in the morning, ate breakfast at 4:35, and was pooping by 5:15, just so I could get it out before the race.
There's a schedule here.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, I mean, like, I woke up and...
You gotta plan your poop.
I woke up and had a cup of coffee, and yeah, that helped move things along.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that it happened. However, I will say this, when it got towards, like, the 8th mile or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it started to
work its way out again.
You needed it to come out.
Rear its ugly head. But yeah, no, it's just, had I not done that, I probably would have regretted it.
Yeah.
And I would have had to go to one of those disgusting porta potties.
Well, no, I'm glad you told me to suck it up, because that would have added quite a bit of amount of time to my already.
I also didn't mention to you the 3 porta potties that were directly after the railroad tracks that had nobody there.
What?
You're an asshole.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, but no, it's good, because you did say if you stop to pee, I'm not stopping.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
And for those first 5 miles. We were like our saving grace, sort of like when you fell behind, I was like, come on, dude. When I fell behind, you were like, come on, dude. So,
yeah,
you know.
And plus we provided entertainment to the people that were around us.
We really did, yeah, because we were the Jasons that everybody knew. That lady, that, you know.
She didn't know.
I don't know how you could have a racing bib with your name on it and not know that your name was on it. And why everyone knows everybody else's name.
Did not have her name on it.
Really?
Yeah. However, she was surrounded by 17,000 people with their name on their fucking bib, so.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So, we kept passing by all these people, and we were always running on, like, the side of the street. We were never in the middle of the street.
Not really, no.
We were either on the left side of the street or the right side of the street. So we were by all the people that were holding signs or hoses, which was nice a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
But everybody was like, go Jasons, or go Jason, or you can do it Jason. And this lady was like, everybody seems to know you guys. Like, well, our names are right fucking here.
Like, how bizarre is it that, you know, you guys are so popular? And named the same name.
Well, that's, you know.
It was a popular name back then.
It was a popular name between 80 and 83.
Yes. So, that was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it again next year.
I'm going to do
it. I'm going to try to get my wife to do it.
Next year as well.
That's not going to happen, but I'm going to try.
Better.
Well, as a matter of fact, my parents were like, oh, we want to walk in next year. And like,
really?
Yeah, they said that, and I was like, oh,
so
cool.
Who's going to watch the kids then?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to give them to your wife.
Good luck. Let me know how that goes.
No, but yeah, they seem pretty, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a fun run. I mean, you know, those 3Ks that we do, they're over so quick, they can't get that fun. But that was
Well, plus there's no support behind them. You know, you don't have people that come out and watch it on a yearly basis to show their love for all the runners that are out there.
Yeah, Gate River Run is almost like it's just as fun to tailgate for that as it is for a football game.
And we've done that.
Yeah, we have.
But that was the cool thing, because it's just completely random people with completely random signs, because there were some signs that were really random and like they just kept you along. People with eyes and band-aids. That's how plenty of people with band-aids.
And screwdrivers.
Yeah.
They had screwdrivers.
Mimosas.
Yeah, mimosas too.
Yeah.
I saw those. I did not take any because...
The last time we went to watch Cody, I had a mimosa.
I did too because...
It was tasty.
Yeah, they were tasty.
I was a little jealous running through and seeing them.
And knowing that if you drank it, it would be a bad idea.
It would be a very bad idea.
Yeah.
Or the Bud Light shots?
Ugh.
Oh, God, no.
Such a horrible idea.
It's calories.
Yeah, but all the bubbly and eh.
And as hot as it was, it would have been it was a really very bad hot idea.
At that point. It would have been the best tasting beer you've ever had. Seriously.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Like, you're right. the goop stuff that we got?
The goop, yeah.
That we had about midway?
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the tastiest thing I've ever had.
God, that was so good. It was so good.
I kept squeezing that thing. Nothing else comes out.
When you're out there, and Pablo's talked about this when he goes camping, and goes rock climbing out in the middle of nowhere. Anything that you eat immediately after doing something that's that physical and that grueling is the best tasting meal you've ever had. It can be trail mix. It doesn't fucking matter. Like, it just heightens all of your senses being out there and doing that. It's like a gel that comes in a little tiny aluminum packet.
It's kind of like the consistency of heated up caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have all these different flavors, and I think mine was like pomegranate something else.
Yeah, mine was chocolate peanut butter, and it was fucking delicious.
I got that for you.
Yeah, thank you. And it was delicious.
And I said, that's got Jason's name on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it was so tasty. And I've had two of them, in fact. Don't hate.
I'm not hating. Hey, whatever gets you through, man. They were delicious.
If you would have got to it, then you would have thrown up.
I would have probably thrown up, yeah. I got a little nauseous after I had it, but it was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing it again next year.
Yeah.
We're going to kill that time next year.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Less than 2 hours, hopefully. This time to win some.
We need to shoot for an hour and a half.
No, not yet.
Well, yeah, not yet, but that's a year away. That's
365 days. 363 days.
3 days, yeah.
I got that.
Yeah, we got math. This. We can do math things.
Well, that's the one thing that I do plan to do. No, wave 4. Wave 3. We can definitely do wave 3. Because that was another thing that...
Yeah, we were passing a bunch of wave 3 people, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, so wave 4 was the last wave. There were 4 total. And...
We signed up really early before we really got into our running routines.
Yeah, and so wave 1 is the professionals. Wave 2 and 3 are the people who are intermediate, who do train on a regular basis.
Wave 2 is still pretty professional.
Yeah. Wave 4 is the people who just want to see if they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your people who are not in shape at all, the people who are walking... the people who were just there to look at all the pretty signs. But the thing about it is, it's like, it's a buzzkill. So if you're really out there and you're trying to do your best, and you're going for the time, which I think we were.
Yeah, I was.
But being surrounded by these people who aren't taking it as seriously as they could be taking it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different vibe.
Yeah.
So,
I looked on the Facebook page... for the Gate River Run, and a lot of people were complaining that, you know, there was walkers like across the street, and then you have to weave in and out.
Yeah. And we did that for the first couple of miles.
Yeah, the first 2 or 3 miles, we were definitely weaving an awful lot. Yeah,
to make it a little inconvenient. But now we know that we can do it.
Now
a
we
different
know.
Wave.
Now we know wave 3 is definitely where we can. And Jeff even said that he's going to make me do wave 2 next year. So.
Best of luck with that.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah, well, he wants to start training with me, so there you have that.
He wants to do a show. We need to have him on.
Yeah, he said, let me know next time you record, and then I talked to you, and then like an hour later, I was like, oh shit, hey, guess what, we're recording in like 30 minutes.
Well, no, we need to do it with the Avengers show. I think he would be an excellent candidate
I think he would
to
be.
Come over
yep.
and hang out with us for that one.
I would agree.
Yeah.
So, on to our big topic for the night.
Conventions.
So
the reason.
Banana. I know where you want to hop right into it, but I want you to first, in as few words as you possibly can. See how I did that? Why would someone go to a convention? Go.
It's an eye-gasm.
Yes.
And a culture shock, really.
Okay.
Like, as a geek.
Mm-hmm. Well, say someone who's not a geek. Not like me, who's a geek but doesn't go to stuff like that, but who is definitely not a geek.
From my perspective, as a geek, as somebody who's nerdy and loves all things that fall into that category, my first convention blew me away. Just the scope. You know, you've got people dressed up as their favorite characters from some random obscure Japanese import manga shit that I've never fucking heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a character that has like one panel worth of artwork. And they're like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And then somebody else in the same second that I'm taking to say, who the fuck are you, walks up to them and says... Oh my god, you're Ikari from Inuyasha Kaijin the Third.
Sort of like that.
I heard a couple of different names in there. I know Inuyasha.
I
like that show.
I'm making shit up as I go.
Okay, keep going.
So it's really, really mind-blowing to be there and experience it and to see how much people have, you know, a love for whatever... subset of geekdom there is.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's like that 24/7. last year, the year before last, there was somebody dressed up as Ruby Rod from The Fifth Element.
God.
It was spot on.
Really?
He even had
with the weird afro
he
and
even
everything?
Had the handlers, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know what the hell we're talking about, go watch Fifth Element, you seriously. Person who lives under a rock. Yeah. Jesus, why?
What the deal?
Why have you not seen Fifth Element? That's the greatest movie ever.
And he had the people who like, the...
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
His handlers.
That's what he was just saying. Yeah. The handlers. From my perspective, someone who's never been to one and who wants to go, but every time one comes up, something happens. I'm buying a house this time, so...
Yes.
It happens. So, going to a convention, for me, it would be a great idea because shit happens at conventions.
Yeah, there's...
Even little conventions. Like, there's a little convention going on right now where I don't remember what it was called, but they're, like, releasing new videos for Flash and Arrow, like, as we speak.
Yeah.
You know? And there was a convention over the weekend where, like, David Tennant was the... Mm-hmm. He was just letting people come up and take pictures with him all weekend long.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the San Diego Comic-Con. That's where all the big panel of Marvel movies came out, you know, and everybody started talking about, the Infinity Wars and all the other big Marvel movies that were coming out.
Actually, that wasn't San Diego Comic-Con.
Which one was that?
That was D23.
Yeah, whatever.
But they're doing it through Disney now.
Yeah, so there you go.
But it's a big Disney convention.
Well, that's where they release shit.
Yeah.
The conventions is where, you know, they come out and say, hey, we got big shit coming on.
Well, there was a big controversy this year because James Gunn said that Marvel Studios is going to be attending SDCC this year.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So they're pulling out, which to me makes sense. I mean, it's money in Disney's pocket as opposed to money in San Diego Comic-Con's pocket.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not like Marvel's pulling out, because, I mean, Marvel's still going to have stuff there. It's just Marvel Cinematic.
Yeah, yeah, the
Marvel Studios.
The studios is going to be the portion that's not going to be represented this time.
Yeah, that makes sense, business-wise.
Yeah, well, I mean, they already have a convention that's scheduled for all Disney things, and since Marvel is a Disney thing now, it makes sense for them not to be there. But, so, for a novice going to a convention, there are some things that you need to know.
Like,
do you have an action plan if you go with somebody? If you get separated to meet back up at this very specific area, because it's a madhouse at the bigger ones, like MegaCon in Orlando.
Which is what, next month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have so many people. It is insane. And they expanded it over the last couple of years, too. And so, just booth after booth of any random thing that you can think of, from toys to comics to, like, accessories, clothing, cosplay equipment.
Because
the cosplay market is...
It's big.
Huge.
It's big, yeah.
And it's all, like, on a very small scale. So everybody's making their own stuff. And turning around and selling them.
Yeah.
And the people who do cosplay, I mean, some of them make pretty decent money doing it.
Mm-hmm. There's quite a few that make.
But it's a huge following. They do it for the love of doing it.
Yeah.
And some of them really show...
Some of them really rake it in, too.
You know, show that they've spent time in it. Mm-hmm. Others, not so much.
I've seen some cosplay fails that are pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. Like Iron Man?
Yeah, the Iron Man with the paste. Box. And, yeah. And,
yeah.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
But it's always an interesting thing to go and see, and these people who take it so seriously, and it's so much a part of their life, and it's a completely different world that you step into. Just for the spectacle of everything, I go. And the last time I went wearing, it's like the Obama poster. You know,
the Hope
poster, but instead of that, it's Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad, and it says "Yo, bitch" across the bottom. I got so many compliments on my T-shirt in that single day. Mo got very, very jealous of me.
Everybody was saying something. Everybody would say something about the shirt. The shirt is pretty funny.
They didn't say anything about your shirt.
Well, mine was just a Harry Potter shirt because that's what I was going for, because I was going for the twins, because that's when I met the twins.
Oh, that's when you got the...
Okay. Yeah. So I just wanted a Harry Potter shirt, so it wasn't that impressive.
Yeah, so my geek cred was shown through my t-shirt of choice. And then the other thing about it is they have celebrities that come along and do the tours of all the different...
like Mo was just talking about.
Yeah, like Mo mentioned. This year they've got like half the cast of Arrow, some of the guys from Walking Dead, Norman Reedus is going to be there. Yeah, that's right.
I know.
Daryl will be there. Yeah. So will the governor.
Oh, he's going to be there?
Yeah. Lori will be there.
Lori will be there.
She's dead.
Dead bitch.
She's going to be there.
But they've got some of the guys from Firefly. Summer Glau's going to be there. Alan Tudyk is going to be there.
It's his birthday.
Mm-hmm. It's his birthday. Yeah, today is his birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got the new thing coming out, too.
Con Man.
Yeah. Which, did you watch the thing I told you to watch?
No.
No? So,
I suck at that.
Con Man is a web series starring Alan Tudyk and everybody's favorite Captain Mal.
Nathan Fillion.
And he will be portraying a very Nathan Fillion character who is supposed to be the captain of a fake sci-fi TV show spaceship that was part of a TV show that ended far too early.
That sounds familiar.
In case there's not enough parallels there. But it's about Alan Tudyk and how he's constantly overshadowed by the captain.
That's funny.
Yeah. So it's told from his perspective. Mm-hmm. And just the making the rounds on the convention circuit and the people that you run into, you know, all the good stuff, all the bad stuff, and then the other celebrities as well, because I think Shatner's trying to get on it too. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. He's the ultimate captain.
And really, like, I saw the quick 5-minute snippet that he did, and it looks like it's going to be very enjoyable.
And it's a crowdfunding deal.
Yeah, and they just got... They surpassed their goal. And so...
Of course.
They were trying to go for 6 episodes at like $425,000 or something like that.
Yeah, 400-something thousand, yeah.
And then they knocked that one out of the park. I mean, the Browncoats. They take care of their own. They do.
Nice way to hop in there, yeah.
But the other part about it is, you know, you get to interact with other people who share the same likes as you. And if you're, you know, a little bit of a geek or a great big geek or anywhere in between, there's always like a separate facet of the culture that you could fit into. And so if it's your first time going, you're gonna have fun. They have fights that are staged. People bring their own weapons that they make. Mm-hmm. Like they have Rocks of the Rancor that comes every year.
Really?
Yeah, it's a life size replica of the Rancor from Return of the Jedi, and it's impressive looking.
Now you want
to
go? Huh?
Well, I've been wanting to go, but
and did you know that Rocks? It was made by a company here in Jacksonville.
Unfortunate times. What
the Rancor?
Really?
Yeah, it was made by a company out of Jacksonville.
Huh.
Yeah.
Jacksonville's on the map.
I know. But other than that, even if you're not going to buy anything, it's always cool to run into celebrities. I got to shake the Hulk's hand.
Lou Ferrigno?
I got to meet Lou Ferrigno.
And then he charged $40.
I shook his hand, and he goes, it's $40 for a picture. And I'm like, nice to meet you. And I walked away.
Oh, well, that was nice of you.
Well, I mean, I paid $60 for the autographs.
Yeah.
And I couldn't take any pictures.
That's a lot of money.
That is.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. It wasn't worth it.
It depends on how you look at things.
Well, let me ask you this. Mm. When you got a book signed by one of your favorite authors,
yes.
Did you appreciate the book signed by one of your favorite authors?
Oh, yeah.
Would you have appreciated it as much if it was just the book?
Yeah. Slightly less.
not just that, but imagine if you would have seen your favorite author sign that book.
That's true. Yeah. Still, though, like I have a problem with spending money.
I know.
Yeah, you know this. So I would be fascinated if said author was signing said book. And then he would say, that would be $40. And I would say, I'll go get the book at Barnes & Noble. Thank you.
Yeah, I can see.
I'm that guy.
I can see where that would be a thing for you. Yeah. But I mean, even if you're not going to spend any money once you walk in the door,
yeah,
there's tons of things to do. Like, you can go on People Watch.
Oh, yeah.
The People Watch is worth the price of admission. Flat out.
So I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, on top of that, they actually do have some pretty good deals if you're actually looking for comic books.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually really cheap. We went to a smaller convention a couple weeks ago that was right, like, 5 miles away from here.
Yeah, it was just a collector's convention, right, or something?
Yeah. And so they charge you $10 at the door for each bill. Kids get in for free. But with that $10 that you get, you can get 10 of the cheap comic books. And they had, like, long box upon long box upon long box of, like, all along an entire wall and then the opposite side of the wall of comic books that you can go through and just pick out 10. So for every admission that you paid for, you get 10 free, or not free, but...
You get 10 comics.
10 comics.
Yeah.
Which, that's not bad.
No.
That's, I mean, if you're going to go off the cover price, you're making a profit, if that's the case.
Yeah.
But it was a really cool thing, and they didn't have much in the way of, like, you know, the stuff that I like. The action figures selection were pretty poor, but, you know, the kids had fun. They got to spin the wheel. They got to go and participate in the ticket raffle for free stuff. We got art prints.
Yeah, we got some original, because there were some artists there. And they wanted certain prints, so they got some prints, and then they were like $2 for $10, I think.
Hmm.
When like one is $15, something like that.
So. And you know, we've got friends that do artwork, and it's always nice to stop at their booths.
Mm-hmm.
This year, and I'm not sure if it's going to happen at MegaCon, but Jason Sobel, remember Jason?
Yes, he wrote
a book. That teaches kids how to compose comics.
Hmm.
Which, I mean, I bumped into him last week, and he told me about it, and I was like, well, Nick's been trying to do that for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that there's a bunch of people, or a bunch of books on the market that teach you how to draw comic characters, but there's nothing out there that currently tells you how to set up a storyboard. And that's what he did. So
that's cool.
Huh.
I think stopping by his booth this year and maybe purchasing that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Of course, I could get it from him because the kids go to the same school as him.
Yeah,
his kids.
Yeah,
But you know, it's a big community, and it's one of those things where you never have the full grasp as to how many people are interested in this stuff until you go, because it is swarms of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like. I kind of got an anxiety attack at some point. There were so many people. I need to go outside because I couldn't breathe. But it was so fun because, like, for example, I saw many Harleys, many people dressed as Harley Quinn, and they all have something completely different than the other one. There was no two that looked the same.
Mm.
And same thing with Boba Fett or with anybody else. And that was the interesting part for me, other than the autographs, but. You know, seeing the amount of effort that people put into their costumes.
Mm-hmm.
There's this little girl, she was probably 9 or 10, and she was dressed as Michonne. And her dad was a zombie. And she was the one that was pulling him.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was amazing. That was like one of the best cosplays that I've seen. But I loved it that time. And I've only been to that one, or the one that we went the other day.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's one of those things that you don't have any idea what you're getting into until you do it. So, for anybody who's even remotely interested, like, the people who watch The Flash,
mm-hmm.
or Arrow,
yeah,
like, they would have a good time. If you have just a little hint of geeky in you, like, you're gonna enjoy yourself. And that's one of the things that I've taken away from it, because even though I can walk around and say, ooh, look, there's a Polaris costume over there, or, hey, look, it's Spider-Woman. There's a lot more to it than just that. There was a dude dressed as Treebeard. He had stilts on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The dude was like 12 feet tall.
Nice.
I know.
Yeah.
And he didn't speak a word, but he just hobbled around the convention center, and I had nothing but respect for him, because that must have taken hours to...
Weeks.
...put together. Well, then I mean, just put on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Put on. It takes like, a while, yeah.
Months to put together, hours to put on.
Yeah.
And people go all out. It's insane the amount of time and attention to detail that some of these cosplayers have. Mm-hmm. And that alone is worth your time. Not to mention, you can still walk down, like, Celebrity Alley and see all these people. You can see famous people. Look, it's that guy from that one thing. You can't get up and close and take a picture and a selfie, whatever, but without paying at least.
Yeah.
But it's a cool thing. It's always fascinating to see how tall people are in real life. Or how not tall people are in real life. Hulk was big.
Hulk's a big guy.
He's not a small man.
He is not a small man, no.
I shook his hand. It was like sausage fingers.
He has much bigger sausage fingers than I do.
It's true.
Yeah. His hand is like a bunch of bananas.
But Stanley's going to be there this year. I really do want to go and meet Stanley. I would like to meet Stanley.
Stanley's going to be at MegaCon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This might be one of the last years he's on the rounds.
Well, because he's like 120.
Yeah.
How old is he really? He's 93, right? 90
something.
92, yeah, he's 93. Up there. Yeah. Yeah.
But to meet the guy who was, you know, responsible or partially responsible co-creators of all these characters that I've loved growing up.
Yeah.
And the subjects of all the movies that I currently adore.
I love listening to Stan Lee talk about how he came up with Spider-Man. Have you ever seen those documentaries when he talks about it?
He said something to the effect of... No, that was Iron Man. Tell me about Spider-Man.
He was drawing up the character, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like... Yeah, Fly Man, that's not sexy enough. No. How about Mosquito Man? No, that's not sexy enough. Spider Man, now that's sexy. You know? And that was like, just listening to him talk, it's like, this old guy talks so weird.
Yeah.
But he's awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, the character of Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Do you know the backstory behind that?
No, I do not.
So he had a bet going that he could make somebody that nobody should like and make him adored. And they succeeded.
Yeah, he succeeded
like,
at that.
They have no reason to like this guy. He's got everything, you know, all the toys. He's, you know, billionaire playboy philanthropist.
Now, was Tony Stark Iron Man, was that with Jack Kirby also? Because I know a lot of them were like Stan Lee, Jack Kirby. And, yeah.
So, you know, he went through and he made a character that obviously has stood the test of time so far.
No shit.
Yeah.
And well, as soon as you slap RDJ on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been like that since the 1960s.
Yeah.
So.
And they couldn't have picked somebody better to play him either.
I know. Smarmy. I like Smarmy.
He made you cry the other day.
He did make me cry the other day, that asshole.
That's such
and that's your fault.
Well, you made me cry the day before. But that's true. That was such an amazing video.
It was. Well, now you got to talk about it.
Oh.
You brought it up.
He got with another guy who makes these arms for little kids.
Yeah, he does 3D printing, right?
Yeah, he does 3D printing.
3D printing bionic arms, yeah.
Yeah, so he got with this little kid who was born with half of his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved Iron Man. So he got with RDJ and they got together and they put an arm from him. And they were going to surprise him. And they just go into a hotel room, and RDJ turns around and says, "I've been looking for you." And the kid just stands there. He's like, and then they ask him, "Do you know who this is?" "Tony Stark." He's like, "I know." No, he says, Iron Man.
And like,
"What's his name?" "Robert."
Yeah.
It was adorable.
Yeah,
it was so cool.
It was very cute. And then they, like, they put their arms on together and were playing with them.
He's like, "Mine has a glitch. Yours doesn't," because the light wasn't lighting
up.
Yeah,
and the kid had an Iron Man arm.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
So.
It touched your heart. Tear.
Tear.
Ding.
Yeah.
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 So
it was payback, though.
I know. Yeah.
The one thing that I do have to say about the conventions, the majority of the conventions at least, you don't see that many of the Marvel people walking around. Simply because they're kind of above that level at this point. You get a lot of the people
who... Are they
too
good for them?
You don't get movie stars.
Because that's what you just said.
No, but you don't get movie stars. You get people who were in movies that they're not currently being made anymore.
Or were in TV shows that...
Or are currently in TV shows.
Yeah.
The people who do TV shows make the rounds. But for whatever reason, the movie stars are not so much...
Like, they're movie stars.
Well, I mean, okay, I take that back. There are certain people. I saw Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, we did see him through a little curtain, but we saw him.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart obviously is Professor
Patrick
X.
Stewart is awesome.
Yeah.
He was also Captain Picard.
He was. But they had the whole
Next Generation cast?
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Yeah?
Everybody was there.
Even Will Wheaton. Will Wheaton was there.
It's your lover.
I got that right this time.
You did. I'm yes. So proud of you. I'm so glad you didn't say Joss Whedon just then.
But Frank was there. You had the everybody was there. Brent
Spiner.
Spiner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
like Data.
Data. Mm-hmm. Worf was there. Everybody.
Hmm.
So it was cool. It was a really cool thing. And you know the twins for Harry Potter were there. And.
This is my happy face.
Like, I think Mo is at the edge of tears at that point in time.
She gets emotional.
She does. Dean Cain was there. Yes. Yes.
Well, Dean Cain's getting back in the world of TV now, so...
He is. He's an appearance on the Supergirl, right?
Yeah, he is, from rumors anyway, he's going to be the adopted father of the Supergirl.
Okay.
The Earth Father.
Earth Dad.
Earth
is
Dad.
Is that the thing?
He's the Supergirl podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, like in The Flash, the dad used to be Flash.
Yeah, that's kind of a running thing with these shows. It's what they're trying to do, yeah. Okay. Yeah. They couldn't do much of that with The Arrow because The Arrow didn't really have a show in the 90s.
Well, they had they had Smallville, and the dad was the guy from The Dukes of Hazzard. So, not quite the same.
No. But now, what they're trying to do. Now. Not then, now.
Since The Flash
since
came out six months ago.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
Shut the hell up. Eat my shit.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, there's a whole parallel thing that they've gone through, and I can't... There were a bunch of...
Yeah, and Smallville did a bunch of ones, like, yeah. Linda Carter was in an episode... Mm-hmm. Christopher Reeve was in an episode. They had a sure as shitload of people who...
I think, who was it? One of the people from the Superman movies was Lois Lane's mother.
Yeah, Margot...
Was it Margot Kidder that was Lois Lane's mother?
Yeah.
In the show? Okay, well...
Okay.
We'll have to fact check that. So they've been doing
it.
You know, but yeah. I want to see who from, you know, the 1960s Batman they're going to pull into Gotham. That's what I want to see.
Oh, no.
All those guys are dead.
No.
No, not all
no.
of them. But, yeah.
A good amount of them are dead.
It would be cool if they brought in one of the obscure characters or, like, someone you never really saw their face. Like, Cesar Romero. If they brought Cesar Romero into Gotham.
Is Cesar Romero still alive?
Mm-mm.
He's not, is he?
No, he's not.
Shit. Burgess Meredith is dead,
too. They need to bring
too.
Back Burgess Meredith.
Yeah, no, he's dead, too.
From the dead.
Fuck, who's still alive? Frank Gordon? No, he's dead, too. All the bad guys are dead.
Earthkit?
Huh?
Earthkit?
Yeah, I think Earthkit's dead.
I'm not sure about that one. Maybe.
Wait, yeah, maybe. Can you check on that one?
Julie Newmar, is she dead?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all we've got is Burt Ward and Adam West. Like, nobody wants
to
see those
which,
guys.
Which, by the way, come on.
No,
Adam West
is cool
Family
on
Guy.
Family Guy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but like...
He plays himself.
Yeah, well, he plays himself, and he plays a really kooky version of himself, which is great.
I think he's a really kooky guy anyways.
Yeah, he probably is. But the fact that he plays that character and he's okay with making fun of himself.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't Mark Hamill supposed to be in The Flash at some point?
He is. Yeah, he played the Trickster in the 90s version. He is playing the Trickster again.
Hopefully it's not quite as over the top as it was in the 90s.
No, no.
Because that was horrible.
They're supposed to show, like, stock footage of Trickster, like, being caught. Because he's supposed to be the older Trickster now.
Okay.
And I don't know how they're going to explain that out, but I've seen little leaks of things. It's weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's... Barry, we have a secret to tell you. Your dad was the Flash before you were the Flash. His name was also Barry Allen back in the day.
He changed it.
And then he had you.
Yes. Let's see how far we can stretch it.
Crisis on Infinite spinoffs.
That is DC's way. So now that we've kind of exhausted conventions because we haven't talked about it in like 5 minutes now. let's talk about one of a very famous person from one of your favorite TV shows.
No, you mean Jim Parsons?
Jim Parsons, yeah.
Yeah. You told me about this. I haven't seen this yet, but I'm taking your word on it.
Yeah.
That he doesn't know the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, it's always been Star Wars is awesome and Star Trek is... Yeah. I've never really been into it. I know the premise. I get the characters.
Yeah.
Not my thing. Yeah. But come on.
That's what he said.
Like, I understand him not knowing the physics behind some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth. He just reiterates what he's told to say.
Yeah.
But... Jeez. Star Wars, come on. It's an iconic cultural event that has stayed within pop culture for the last 40 years.
Then you got Star Trek. It's been around longer than that.
Which, it's meh.
It's coming back.
Well, okay, they've done better with the recent movies. But point being that, you know, it's the interest in Star Trek has waned.
Sure.
Like, you've got the original series, which lasted, what, two seasons? Mm-hmm. Four seasons?
Mm-mm, no, it was less than two. It was two, I think.
The original Star Trek was only two series?
Yeah.
Seasons?
Yeah.
I'm speaking BBC terms. Series! Seasons!
And then you have, what?
Next Generation.
40 years of nothing, and the Next Generation? Well, no, it wasn't 40 years of nothing. No, it's 40 years of, like, the occasional movie.
No, because they had... All right, so the original series was in the early mid-60s?
Yeah.
Then they started doing the movies.
Yeah.
So they had probably... I think they had 4 or 5 movies.
Over the course of the next 30 years.
No, it wasn't even that long. No. Because the first movie came out in...
Well, no. Between the point in time where the original Star Trek series ended and the Next Generation started.
Next Generation started in 88.
Okay. So 20 years.
18 something. So, it wasn't quite 20, I don't think.
So 5 movies over the course of 20 years.
Yeah. And then you had Next Generation, but then you had just a litany of other shows that came out after that. You had Deep Space Nine.
Voyager.
You had Voyager. You had Star Trek Enterprise.
Yeah. And then the movies as well.
And then the other movies as well that came off from the Next Generation.
And the originals.
And the originals, yeah. But then they started mixing near the end.
Yeah.
I didn't like any of those.
And then you had the X-Men, which I was all about.
Yeah. But Patrick Stewart found something else to do with his time.
I'm sorry, it was 3 seasons.
3 seasons.
3 seasons.
Yeah. Thank you.
But, I mean, still, it's 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Firefly got 1. But come on.
Yeah.
They got 1.
Yeah.
That's not a fair shake. They got 12 episodes.
Well, okay, then you got to look at how many books Gene Roddenberry had out.
Oh, that's true.
Gene Roddenberry wrote a lot.
And the comic books.
Comic books. There was some kind of cartoons in there somewhere, too, I think.
They did an animated series, yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, the Roddenberry franchise was rocking money for a while there.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll give them that. But you had to give me the fact that Star Wars, even though they didn't put out any movies from, what, 1984 through 1996? Because they remastered the original ones.
Yeah, well, yeah. That was 90. Yeah, I think that was 96. Yeah.
Considering you had that decade's worth of dead space, basically, you know.
And they stood the test. I mean, the people were watching those movies. So I know
throughout,
I did.
Yeah.
I know I did.
So, I mean, it's a different beast altogether.
It is.
But the fact that he doesn't know the difference is a very, very sad thing.
Not only that, he's not seen one episode of Doctor Who. Not one.
Okay. All right.
You've even seen at least one.
But in his defense, all right? Up until recently, the last few years, it has not been something readily available to the people in America. You would have to go out of your way to purchase, like, the DVD set, or the VHS set, or whatever, prior to...
Or get cable and have the BBC channel.
Yeah, but the BBC channel wasn't really offered through cable until the last 5 years. Maybe 10 years. Whatever. But... My point being that...
That's when the reiteration of Doctor Who started, though. It was 2005. 10 years ago.
Yeah. That's my point.
Plus, in the Big Bang Theory, they don't really talk about Doctor Who. But the fact that he doesn't know about the other two... When he talks about it pretty much all the time in every single episode.
And then Chewbacca got with Jean-Luc Picard. And they had a tea party.
I mean, they dressed as... he was Spock when they were going to SDCC.
He's met Leonard Nimoy.
Yes.
Maybe he thought Leonard Nimoy was Anakin Skywalker. No?
No.
Okay. Live long and kill people with lightsabers.
He invented rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock.
Yeah.
That's not right. That doesn't sound right at all.
What was it?
Rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock? No, the fact that he doesn't know, that it just doesn't sound right.
Well, I mean, maybe it's broken down to, like, he doesn't know the new trilogy, because I couldn't blame him for that, or the Next Generation, which, once again, I can't really blame him for.
But he's friends with Will Wheaton.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, I think even Will Wheaton hated himself back when he was on
Wesley
that.
Crusher?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has met the entire cast of The Next Generation, though.
Yeah.
Fuck. There's no excuse for it, really. That's horrible.
No, there's really not.
It's horrible.
Is that our time up, Bill?
That is. The show is coming to a close.
Yeah.
We've been giving our warning.
That's our flashlight 5-minute warning.
But seriously, we're going next month.
Yeah.
We will have a fun time next month.
I was supposed to go.
We are going?
We are going.
I was supposed to go.
You were supposed to go.
We're actually closing that day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's scary.
That is scary.
Yeah.
You gotta look happy.
You will be the owner of multiple properties.
Hey, thanks for loading that on me.
You loaded it on yourself.
No, I know. That's because I can't unload the other one. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I know all about this side of the business. You just come to me with your questions. I'll have them answered.
Okay.
You don't want me to answer your questions.
No, I don't.
No.
Because I've asked you before and you said, I don't know.
Yeah. So.
So that happens, yeah.
What do we got in the coming weeks? Anything?
What do we have in the coming weeks?
Doesn't Flash return this week?
Yeah, Flash and Arrow both. And the season premiere of iZombie.
That's right.
Yeah, that is tomorrow
night. That
looks
really good.
It does. I'm interested to see how they do the adaptation.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I from what I've seen, it looks pretty good.
It looks pretty cool. Just the few little promo things I've seen, it's got me in the mood to see it. So, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meh.
So, from the Spoken Jays...
Wait. We haven't told them what kind of music we're going to give them.
But tell them.
We're going to give them some D.
The tenacious kind?
Yes.
What song are we going to play him out?
I don't know. We were talking about it. What are we going to play him out with?
I mean, your go-to is Kielbasa Sausage, so that seems like the one to pick.
Let's give them the D with the sausage, then.
Yes.
So,
on behalf of the Spoken Jays, thank you very much for joining us for this episode. I am JB.
I'm Jay.
I'm Producer Mo.
You sound so happy to see
I'm
that.
Always happy.
Come back and join us in our little universe anytime.
I love you, baby, but all I can think about is Kielbasa sausage, your butt cheeks is warm. I check my distance, you need lubrication, honey. My Kielbasa sausage has just got to perform. Now get it on.